sound of Second City. Love this record. It's called I Wanna Feel here on Phoenix. We kicked off the second hour of the show with some Joel Compass, another amazing record called Forgive Me. It's coming up to 10 minutes past 7. You're tuned into Phoenix FM with me, Joe. I'm here until 8. And we're now joined in the studio by Magic by Brown Bear Music. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, you all right?
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Good. Just put some fancy music in the background.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Make it sound unnecessarily fancy. How you all doing? You all good, both of you?
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know about you. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm all good. We all good?
Yeah, we're good.
Who are we joined? We're joined by Kane.
That's me.
And Nims.
That's me.
That is good. Good to know we've got names correct.
That's right, man.
It's always useful. A good journey down here to the studio this evening?
Yeah, it was nice and easy. Traffic free, so that's always a good thing.
For you?
Yeah. It wasn't great for you coming out of London. No. But hey.
Was it quite busy out of coming out of London?
Yeah. It's about 8 miles an hour on the A13.
That's good.
No one wants that. No one wants that. That's quick for London.
That is quick. That's not what she's complaining.
I was telling you about this off air. I apologise to the listeners at the start. JT last night.
Oh man, I'm so jealous. So
this is why I'm drinking Lemsip. At any point, the voice could go.
Don't worry, we can take over.
So Kate can quite happily take.
Yeah, we're going to rebrand the station, Brown Bear Station.
Have it.
We rebrand it all.
I'll go off to bed. You have it. So just an advance apology, really. No. At any point, the voice, I could just drop, really.
Was the gig good?
Oh, no, it was good, yeah.
Well, then it's worth it.
Yeah, it's totally. I'm not apologising for going.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm just apologising for it could be a ropey interview. You know. So, Brown Bear Music, I've sort of. The way I like to do interviews is be like the listener. I don't like to know too much. And then I can find out as we go along.
Okay.
I think it's a good way to. So I've not come along with loads of bullet point research and be like. So how long have you been known sort of together as Brown Bear Music?
Not very long at all.
Yeah, no, not very long.
About a year?
Probably not even that.
Not even a year
because it was really the end of 2013 in like November that we sat down and thought, you know what? Why don't we make our own kind of label? And then it took a few brainstorms as to what kind of name we should come up with.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember how Brown Bear Music came about.
It came from you.
I think it was a mix.
A mix? I don't know.
I like the name.
Yeah, it was interesting.
The funny thing is, well, I like to do games with guests.
Oh.
And I think it was about a week ago. Obviously, I knew you guys were coming on for a while now.
Yeah.
And in my head, this nearly happened. We were going to do a quiz about different types of bears.
Oh!
No, I'd fail miserably.
Yeah, but I could know a few things.
Genuinely, I sat at home going, that's a great idea.
We could
fill 15 minutes of airtime talking about brown bears. And then I thought, no, it won't happen.
I think we should have done that. That would have been good.
You'll have to come back towards the end of the year.
We'll come back. It's a date.
Oh, you come on to promote your music? No, just to do a quiz about bears, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's all part of it.
It was worth the journey.
Exactly. Do some homework then.
Yeah, it's true.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, Nims can sort that out.
It's fine. Was it a bit of an out-of-the-blue moment then? Was it just like, I fancy setting up a record label? Or has you been making music for a while? Or
I mean, well, Nims has been making music a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
She'd been in the game longer, so I mean, do you want to discuss it and say what it's about?
When I realised Kane was into music and he was rapping as well, and I started throwing a couple of tracks at him, and the pace we worked at was really fast and we kind of worked well together, it just kind of worked. So we kind of just clicked, didn't it, really?
Yeah, it worked. That, you know, chucking tracks at me, she's being literal there. She actually did hit me.
I was like, oh, here.
Yeah, literally threw discs at you.
She's throwing stuff at me.
Oh, here's a track. Why don't you rap on this one? Why don't you try and sing on this one?
That's kind of what happened. And then we were doing a lot of work. And that we just decided, why don't we build our own label up and push our music through that? And that's kind of what's happened, really.
So sort of take it upon yourselves, really, instead of sort of relying on a label or...
Yeah.
Exactly. And it makes it look... I guess in some ways it makes it look bigger than it is, but it makes it look professional.
Mm.
And the idea is that we feel free to collaborate with anyone else and we can push the music through a label and it looks better.
You've sort of got the control of who you work with.
Exactly.
The music you want to make. You've not got someone going, make this or I don't want to make that.
Or, exactly.
That's the thing. I don't think... We're both on the same level. Like, we didn't want to be dictated to what music we had to do. We wanted to do the music we wanted to do, what people want to listen to. And that's why we thought, let's do a label.
Yeah, because I think the first time I heard your music, I was listening to Scott Sparks' Homegrown Show.
That's it,
which is on Thursdays at 10.
Good old Scott.
I was just sort of listening, as I sometimes do, and your sort of record, like, I'm not just saying this because you're here, sort of stood out, because obviously he was playing like a lot of bands, and it was like quite refreshing to have this sort of like poppy record sort of come on. That sort of, it had quite a vibrant sound to it, and it sounded quite good in the evenings, and that's when I thought of contacting Scott and was like, oh, where's their record, I want to play them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, he said that to me. He's like, Joe's poached you from me.
Yeah, essentially I've nicked his. I do that on a lot of shows. I just listen and be like, oh, I'll take that track, I'll claim I found that.
That's good, man. We appreciate that.
That's sort of where I've sort of heard of you first.
Yeah.
So did you sort of just discover Scott's show and send in your music? How did that come about initially, getting on Scott's show?
Yeah, basically it was a case of, we've produced a bunch of tracks now. We're almost ready to release our first EP, which is going to be Catch Me If You Can. And part of the process was, let's start to try to get some of the tracks on the radio. You know, that's what you want to do. You want to get radio play. You want people to hear your music. So that's what it's all about. And the best way to start is to start locally. So Phoenix is in like our local area.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it made sense. So it was just a case of basically Google searching contacts. And through that, we got in touch with Scott. And he was kind enough to play the track. So, you know, you don't really expect anything. You get a lot of promises within the music industry. A lot of people say, yeah, I'll do that and I'll do that. And you never hear back. But Scott wasn't. He was, you know, like, yeah, I'll play it. And the next thing I knew, it was on the radio. And we were like, what's going on? I was on the phone to Nims. Like, are you listening? Are you listening to this?
Was it a weird moment? Because I often ask guests this when I sort of play their tracks and we come back on air. I'll be like, was it weird hearing yourself on the radio? But as this was sort of one of the first radio plays, was it quite weird going, just listening? As you said, you don't really expect anything. Going quite negatively, don't expect too much. Yeah. And then it actually starts playing. It's like, oh, was it sort of like, oh, it's sort of worthwhile doing that? We've got a reward from that sort of thing.
It's quite surreal, really. Because you're so used to hearing your stuff off your speakers in the studio. To hear it off a radio, it's like, whoa, I'm on radio.
It is. It's really cool. That's the only word I'd say. You're listening to the radio and that's your music.
Yeah.
And that's like, wow, we're getting somewhere. We're doing something right.
So it's the first step.
That is the first step. And let's face it, that's a massive step. Just to get on radio, that's hard enough.
So talking about the next steps, obviously we're going to play some tracks off the new EP. We'll do that in a minute.
Cool.
So when you release the EP, are you looking to, some bands will start with free downloads, some will do individual tracks on SoundCloud, some will release it as a full EP. How are you going to go about sort of putting the EP out there?
So the EP is going to be available on iTunes, all your major platforms. You're going to be able to stream it from Spotify. It's going to be available on Amazon. It's going to be out there so you can purchase it. What we did first of all is we did do a free download, which is one of the tracks that Scott played, one of the early tracks, which is called Got to Carry On.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That was a track we collaborated with another artist and producer on, which is Mukleff and Amy. We collaborated with them on that, and together we all decided that we would put this out as a free download. So we've done that, and that was a great way of engaging with some fans and building up a fan base, which is what we've done on Facebook and Twitter, and that's what we wanted to do. So with the EP is solely just Nims and Kane. So with that, we're going to put that out that you can buy it on all your major platforms like your iTunes. So it will be available. And the idea is, if everything goes to plan, it will be available in May.
Okay, yeah.
That's the plan. So it's just one final track. We're just waiting to get back and we're just deciding on the artwork. But yeah, we're really excited about that. EP, Catch Me If You Can. That's going to be, you know, I think, what do you think? I think we're confident with this one.
I'm confident with it because it's... I think when I first played it to Kane, it was the first time I ever met him, and he sat there and said, oh, I just got this on my computer, I don't know what to do with it, it's really epic, it's orchestral, and he was like, Nims, can I get on that, please? I was like, oh, okay then.
And it is if you must.
If you must, but it's one of my favourite pieces. It's epic.
Yeah, it really is. It's just different from anything that you're going to hear, because it's not really a full-on pop track. It's not really a full-on hip-hop track. It's really a blend of both those genres, and it just works so well. It's different. I mean, I played it to a friend of mine who's a producer for a radio station in London, and he even said it's almost like film music.
Uh-huh,
it's kind of like, it's like bringing film music to the mainstream, and that's really what we're about. I mean, Nims's strength is strings. Everything you're going to hear is going to have this amazing string piece in it, and that's because that's her strength, and it lifts the whole track, and it makes it sound great. It makes it sound different than anything that's out there at the moment, and that's what we're all about. We want something fresh, we want something different for people to listen to.
Yeah, so we've sort of given them an idea. I think we should play a record now. Yeah. We're going to play She Got You initially. Do you want to say anything about this record before we play it?
No, just hope you enjoy it.
As simple as that.
Don't
hate it, essentially.
Please.
So here we go. This is Nims with She Got You. We'll chat more to Brown Bear Music next. Sound of Nims, She Got You, produced by Brown Bear Music, and they're still with me in the studio. Hi.
Hey.
Good to hear it on the radio, live, here.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's, it's good.
It's good feeling.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a great song. It's got a lot of feeling to it as well. I mean, Nims knows the story behind it. I mean, if you want to say.
It's a true story.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Ooh.
Going out with this girl.
Well, we need some... you carry on with the story. I'm going to see if I can find some emotional music.
We need violins.
Yeah, we need some... Let's have a look. You carry on with the story, and if I find some, I'll put it in the background.
Oh, no. It's, you know girls best. So we know when we can manipulate a situation. And then we also recognise when another girl is doing it. So he's with this girl who I felt was...
Oh, no, not that. No, that's not very good. Carry on.
Don't screw me there.
We'll try some stuff out. Here we go. Carry on. Bit of dance floor.
This is
That could work.
Do you think that could work?
I think he needs violins.
It's a bit up-tempo. Violins.
It's sad. I mean, I feel a tear coming in my eye right now.
You're quite emotional.
It's a frustrating story because you think, oh, man, you could do so much more better. And she's just like... annoying.
Yeah, so the idea is it's a song that anyone can relate to.
Well, most girls can relate to.
Then...
And guys, maybe. I don't know. Probably.
I just think it's just another girl interfering.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah. She doesn't like me. They're still together, however many years later, so I failed miserably.
There you go, so the song didn't work.
I like how this has become Jeremy Kyle.
This is. It's good. Jeremy Kyle, Jerry Springer.
That's essentially that's what it's become. So, you talk... Is it weird sometimes? Is it quite hectic? Because you're having to make the music, then because you're running the record label, you're having to put it out to radios, you're having to then promote yourselves, run your social medias. Mm. Do you sometimes think, oh, it'd be quite nice to have someone else, they could just do that for us because we've got the music to make it. Does it become quite hectic? Is that maybe a negative side of doing it all?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, to be fair, it's difficult because you have to, you stretch yourself. Because you can't just solely focus on the creative side of things, which is just your music. You do have to worry about the social media. You do have to worry about making contacts. You do have to do all the social scene. So it is difficult. It's a lot of late nights, lots of phone calls. We're on the phone averagely a good hour or so, just discussing what's happened for that day. But it's all part of it. You know, that's, it's, you know, what the thing is, the chase is actually exciting. You know, you find a lot of people when they do make it, when they're famous or their music's everywhere, then they get tired and they get bored and they become uncreative. Whereas at the moment, because it's all, it's very exciting, you just got to keep working, you got to make contacts, you do create some of your best stuff under that pressure of wanting to create stuff. So at the moment, we've just got to try and enjoy it as much as we can. Though it is difficult, it's not always easy, but at the same time, it's got its fun parts. You know, you meet new people, like we met Scott, we've met you, and that's all part of it. And that is great. That's something you can't really replace. That's unique.
It's got rewards and negatives.
Exactly, yeah. It's like any sort of job. And if you've got a passion for anything, well, you've got to work at it. It's not just going to be handed to you. You've got to work at it. That's what it's all about.
You've got to earn it.
Music's one of those things. Yeah, you need to work at it. You need to earn it. And that's what we do. So we do a lot of work, a lot of social, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
All of that.
I struggle with the social media. I do get Kane on the phone to me. Say, have you tweeted anything recently?
Yes.
Breakfast?
Yes, if you go on Twitter, which is at brownbear_music, that's Nim's department. She's got to take care of Twitter.
Yeah.
I just do the Facebook.
Any random tweets is probably me.
Do you sometimes tweet something accidentally going, oh, this is going through the music account?
Yeah. You do get odd pictures on there sometimes. It's like, what's that about?
Some pictures of my dog on there.
I like the idea of like a SoundCloud link with a picture of a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't have put that picture with that.
Yeah, and you're trying to delete it, but it's already out there. It's too late.
I think we should play another record from the EP.
This
is the title one, isn't it? Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, that's it. This is the one. This is the strongest song. We love this song.
Yeah.
This was actually the first track we ever did together. This is quite emotional.
Are you ready to have that emotion?
I am.
Are you ready to take in that emotion?
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be back with Brown Bear Music. We're also going to be doing a game called the Switch Selector. You're going to be taking charge of the playlist.
Oh wow.
It's nothing fancy. Okay. But just build it up.
That sounds awesome. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Here is Catch Me If You Can on Phoenix.
He used to terrify me. Is the love meant to set you free? So I apologize. I told so many lies. It isn't you, it's me. And so I put it to you simply. I was born and my soul was free. But you looked into my eyes. I am my own demise. Let me go, let me be.
Let you know.
my game be? And I said, whoa, boy, don't waste your time, boy. I've been down that road before a million times, boy.
Nims and Kane there with Catch Me If You Can, and they're still in the studio.
Whee!
Is that the first radio play of Catch Me If You
Yeah.
Can?
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
That is the first. Phoenix got an exclusive.
Every presenter knows this at the station. Like, I tell everyone, I love an exclusive.
You got the exclusive.
If I get the first play of anything, I'll just be like, oh, I got the first. If any other presenter play. So if, like, for example, Scott played that then one evening,
yeah,
I would definitely be tweeting Scott going, oh, I played that first.
There you go, man. You got an exclusive.